Hello and welcome back to the Success Tsunami Summit. Jay Fazette here, and I have a friend and brilliant guest with me today who is going to absolutely do wonders for your visibility. And we are blessed and honored to have Jill Lublin with me. Now, I got to tell you a little bit about Jill before we get too carried away with questions, and there's about 12 million things that I want to ask Jill and share with you, but you got to find out a little bit more about her before we start. So here's the thing. With over 200 speaking engagements every year, master publicity strategist and consultant and best-selling author, and my friend, Jill Lublin, consistently wows audiences worldwide with her entertaining and interactive keynotes, seminars, training programs on publicity, networking, and influence marketing. Now, when it comes to who Jill has worked with, it's kind of like a who's who of this world. So she's shared her powerful networking and publicity strategies on stages with Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eker, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Laurel Langmire, Richard Simmons, and many, many others. So additionally, thousands of people have attended her Crash Course in Publicity, where she teaches live several times a month in locations all over the U.S. and Canada, as well as on an online webinar. Her popular home study system is used by clients worldwide who are ready to create greater success and revenues for themselves and their companies. Over the past 25 years, she has worked with ABC, NBC, CBS, and other national and international media as a highly regarded publicity expert. She's been featured in the New York Times, Women's Day, Fortune Small Business, Entrepreneur, and Inc. magazines, and a bunch of others. Now, here's what's very cool. She is 3 best-selling books. Most people have difficulty getting one. She has 3, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals, Networking Magic, and Guerrilla Publicity, which is regarded as the PR Bible. So with 3 national best-selling books, Jill is acknowledged as the go-to person for building success through influence marketing, networking, and publicity. And because she has nothing else to do, and she's a busy woman, she's also the producer and host of a TV show, Messages of Hope, which inspires people to take positive action to improve their lives and create a better world. So in addition to her speaking engagements, Jill trains and consults with executive sales teams, marketing departments in Fortune 500 companies, as well as small to medium-sized companies. Her innovative influence marketing and publicity techniques consistently increase the bottom line results for her clients. So that's the formal introduction. Here's the informal thing that I'd like each of you to know is that I am honored and privileged to be a part of a masterminding slash networking group with Jill. No, actually 2 of them. And in every single interaction that I have ever had with Jill, she comes from her heart. She is deeply authentic. She always does her best to contribute and to add value. And it is one of those things, long before I even knew how talented she was at what her skill set is, she was just one of those people. It's like, I like her. I support her. I'd do anything for her because she's just one of those genuine, authentic, let's create value, let's contribute value, and let's make a difference for one another. So from the bottom of my heart, Jill, I want to thank you, number one, for being on the Success Tsunami Summit. And welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I am so delighted to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. So we have an awful lot to cover in a short span of time.
And, it's always that way, Jay, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So are you cool if we just dive right in with the meaningful questions to create as much value for our crew at home?
I'm delighted to do that.
Okay, beautiful. So first and foremost, 24-year veteran of PR, talk to me about what exactly is public relations? Because lots of people say they're in marketing, they're in PR, they're in this, and the truth of the matter, they're just trying to get your printing business or some silly thing like that. So as a PR veteran, tell us what really is public relations?
Yeah, always, I love that question, starting out with it, because I have a very broad definition of public relations, and I think it happens from the minute you walk out your door. People are making decisions about you, whether they want to do business with you, and public relations is how you say what you do and how you're focused to help others and serve others by getting your message heard and knowing what your message is. So public relations is everything you do and what you put out there. It's not just appearing in media, although that's the, you know, that's the, shall we say, end results and great actions, meaning you'll get interviewed in media, radio, television, print, your social media, all of it is public relations. How about them apples, eh? It's a big definition, and I want your people to think big and boldly about public relations.
Cool. Okay. So from that perspective then, this idea of the message, so I know you feel strongly about this message, so what is it, how do we create it, how can we help somebody going, look, I have a business, I sell widgets, what does this mean to me? So how do we craft this message?
Okay, so importantly, let's first define message. And I just am so excited about message because for me it's really the platform I stand on, that it really is all about your message. And the mistake most business owners make, Jay, is that they think that their message is what they're selling or promoting or about their business. And, you know, having written a book, Guerrilla Publicity, I was very privileged to talk to media like Entrepreneur Magazine. And imagine what it would be like, you know, if you got into Entrepreneur Magazine. That's a really great thing, right? And talking to incredible business publications like Fast Company and the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, they agreed that as a small business owner, what you have to promote is how to help their readers, their viewers, their listeners. And so with that in mind, as I've really coached thousands of people now who've been in my publicity courses and that I've had the privilege of consulting with, what I've discovered is that it really isn't about what I would call the I message, you know, like our company does this and what we sell is this and what we promote is this or I consult in this. What it's about is the value and benefit that you give to others. The fact that you're an expert and you solve problems. Your message is dependent on that. And in fact, interestingly enough, and Jay, I know we didn't talk about this, but do me a little favor and write down the word message, would you?
Done.
Yes, and circle the first two letters. What's it spell?
Me.
Yes, and what's the last four letters spell?
Sage.
Exactly, and I hope as all of you have been listening, you also wrote that word down, circle those two parts of message and know that it spells me sage. In the word message is me sage. So it's about giving your wisdom out to the public in a way that they can get wisdom from it, that they get value and benefit, that you solve their problems, and that you really do give people good solutions. And that's what a good sage does.
Cool. So we want to frame the message from the perspective of problem solving and relating that we are one route to make to solve their problems in a fast, easy, effective way.
Exactly. Exactly. And just keeping it really simple. So here's the other important tip, and that is that you have to do it in what I like to call five-year-old language. Five-year-old language. Most people are well, shall we say, using too big a words or jargon or none of that works. You know, keep it really simple. Keep it in language that anybody could understand. And most importantly, be clear about your message so that you can continuously enjoy helping others, but also that others understand how you can be of value and benefit to them.
Now, so can I just pick your brain a little bit about this?
Please.
So this idea of publicity and having a message that solves a problem, creates value, what are your thoughts about, I know that people are currently trying to spin world events and those sorts of things sort of to fit their message, that they have a comment about this this theme or this idea that's currently going on. And I may have the cart in front of the horse here a little bit, but this idea of creating value and contributing value and sometimes the media spin sometimes doesn't seem to connect entirely well. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, and what you're actually talking about is a very specific strategy to get more media. For instance, tying your message into a movie that's come out. Like, I remember a client of mine who was a weight loss specialist, coach and consultant, and when Super Size Me came out, we had her all over the media talking about, you know, this whole Super Size thing, but tying it to the movie, tying it to obesity and why our world is more obese than ever before, tying it back into the movie, which of course was trendy and right there and right now and the media right now. So what I've discovered is that that is really the best way to go, tying yourself into what's trending right now, what the media is talking about, not what you think is important, but what the media is talking about, and frankly, figuring out a way to get your message in there no matter what. I'll give you a great example in my own life, and that's when my book came out, Get Noticed, Get Referrals. And, you know, I was delighted my book came out, and McGraw-Hill was delighted my book came out, and my mother was delighted my book came out. But truthfully, the rest of the world, you know, it's another book, right? So I, as I would do for any of my clients, sat there and thought, okay, how can I tie my message to what's happening right now? And at that time, there was a very big political election going on in the United States. Barack Obama was running, and John McCain was running, and Sarah Palin was running, and it was a very interesting time. Hillary Clinton, you know, it was a big to-do about politics. And I realized my book's called Get Noticed. Well, in politics, what does everyone have to do? They have to get noticed. So I tied my message about get noticed to how are politicians getting noticed. And then next thing I know, here's what was interesting. I was on several major radio shows several times a week. You know what I was talking about? This is the funny part. I was talking about the politicians' wives and, you know, how they were wearing their hair and their makeup. I mean, just crazy stuff. But the point is, and I want you to get this, and I want you to also get that I'm not actually an expert in politics. I'm an expert in how to get referrals and how to create publicity and how to get radical influence. But certainly all politicians want to get noticed. And next thing I know, I'm talking about that on radio shows. And here's the bottom line point. Everybody has an opinion. The media is a lot about opinions. You're the guest expert. Why shouldn't you have an opinion? So, you know, I'd Google the night before, what are people saying? What's the public opinion? And I got on these shows. The funniest one was on, you'll appreciate this being Canadian, was on CBC, Canadian Broadcast. And, you know, they had four major political experts, including Jill from San Francisco, California. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, it was hysterical. And the pressure was on. But, you know, here's what's great. It was so easy because, frankly, what I really want you all to hear is that it's all opinion. And here's the great thing is every time I was on these radio shows, because you might think, well, how does this tie back to book sales? How does this tie back to creating clients and you know, building your database and creating name recognition, which is what publicity does. It builds your visibility. It builds your credibility. It gets you to be the trusted source in your industry. And that's what we want is more name recognition because that's what drives prospects and builds your revenue base is publicity. And it's a fabulous free marketing strategy that to me is one of the most powerful ones you can use. So what happened is every time people would see me and hear me on these radio shows, they'd say something like, and next, we welcome Jill Lublin. She's the author of a new book called Get Noticed, Get Referrals on McGraw-Hill. And today, she's going to be talking about, you know, fill in the blank, right? But they were always driving it to the book. They were always driving it back to my website. That's the power of publicity.
Cool. I love that. I love that. So you were positioned very powerfully as an expert in all of those circumstances and situations. So tell me, what is an expert, particularly in this realm of PR?
Yes, an expert. Oh, I love it. Experts are what you are an expert in. So, you know, I named several things to you that I am an expert in. I'm an expert in networking. I'm an expert in publicity. I'm an expert in referrals. And then I'm an expert in an overall brand I have called Radical Influence. So that is what I'm an expert in. But here's the deal. I'm a woman. Can I be an expert in being a woman? You bet I can. Can I be an expert in being a pet owner because I own pets? You bet I can. Can I be an expert in volunteering because I volunteered with an 85-year-old woman as a senior companion? You bet I can. See, I want you to expand your message. With my Christian clients, we go out into Christian media. With my Hispanic clients, we go out into Hispanic media. With my African-American clients, we go out into African-American media, and I'm sure you get the point. I like to call it use everything you've got. Use everything you've got, all parts of who you are, so that you can create more publicity in the marketplace and that more people can know your name.
Very cool. Very, very, very cool. Okay, so there, I'll tell you one of my greatest challenges, and this is perhaps two or three questions in one. But one of my greatest media challenges is trying to get sound bites, is trying to get a good media script, like trying to communicate in a way that it really gets through. So what is your secret sauce or your formula for creating a great media script?
Yeah, and this is the part that's, you know, frankly the most important. But for me, it starts with getting clear on your message. So your message is what matters in the marketplace. And when I say message, what I mean is a message that's clear and focused and simple. And what I would start with is this one sentence. The problem today is, and fill in the blank. When I was working with that obesity coach, we found out that 67% of the population is obese. Shocking, but true. And frankly, I think it's gotten even worse. So with that, we would give, once you define the problem, and I like to do it with regard to a statistic, like find a statistic that serves to promote your message. And in this case, you know, 67% of the population is obese was appropriate. Then you move into three solutions. I like to give three, keeping it in simple language, telling people what to do, and really, like, tell them what to do. Like, don't just say exercise, all right? Exercise how often, how long, you know? So she came up with, you know, when I was pushing her on the exercise piece. So she'd go exercise. Well, exercise how long? Oh, okay, minimum three times a week for 30 minutes. That's specific. So I want specific golden nuggets, the kinds of things that people pay you for. Be generous with the information. The kinds of things that people would pay you for. Give them the golden nuggets. Give
them
the
thing. That's a big deal.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, because here's the deal. You know, they're going to call you, hire you, because they're going to trust you. You've already given them some valuable information. And let's face it, most people can't do it themselves.
So I love that script. I love the value contribution idea. But there's something that you teach that is really important in this entire process called the ooh-ah factor. Can you fill us in on what is the ooh-ah factor?
Ah, yes, the ooh-ah factor is basically using your message, something that makes you stand out, unusual. Perhaps it's using what I like to call everything you've got, and it sometimes ties in. Like one of my clients who was in my publicity course as a live webinar, she is a coach. She lives in Baltimore, Maryland. And she teaches specifically on reaching your goals. That's what she helps coach and consult on. How do you reach your goals? So here's the deal. We were going deep on this ooh-ah factor. And, you know, when we looked at the months of the year, obviously December and January in particular are 2 months that everybody's focused on their goals. What are their goals? What how they want to reach them? What will they do? So I had her going very powerfully out for those 2 months. That was using everything she's got, her ooh-ah factor. she's also African American. And I said, I'd like to see you in Black Enterprise, which is one of the best business publications. She said, but Jill, I work with all kinds of clients and coach a diverse audience. I said, yes, Anne, would you like more publicity? So by doing that and following my coaching, she got into, guess what, Black Enterprise. You know, imagine what that would do for your business to be in a major business publication. That's what we want to do, using all aspects of who we are. And so let me tell you about Julie. Julie was in my publicity crash course live with me in San Francisco. And we actually do 4 documents, get them done right there at the course. And we had talked about the ooh, ah factor. And, you know, she imports olive oil and food products from France. And then we were working on the press release. And, of course, we're working toward food editors, which is very appropriate for Julie. And then I look across the table when I talked deeper about the ooh, ah factor. And we were really pulling it out of people and their message. And I look across the table at her, and she's got tears rolling down her eyes. I said, Julie, what's the matter? She says, Jill, there's something I didn't tell you. Now, Jay, I've been in this business over 20 years, and I've discovered something really important. When someone tells you, or tells me at least, Jill, there's something I didn't tell you, I know something good is coming down the pipe.
Well put.
And she said, Jill, my daughter's an alcoholic. And at the age of 16, we had to kick her out of the house because we just couldn't take it anymore. I said, okay, Julie, let me just stop you there. And I remember looking around the room, and I asked the room, I said, let me just ask, who in this room are parents? And I'd say 3/4 of them were parents. I said, and out of that, have you ever had problems with your kids? And, of course, more hands went up, and they all laughed because every hand went up. Who hasn't had problems with their children? That's pretty normal. I said, Julie, look around the room. Everybody's had this kind of, well, a problem, maybe not your problem, but they've had a problem with their kids. And so I said, Julie, forget the olive oil story. I mean, we'll still be pitching food editors, and we can still use that, but I want you to become the parent of a troubled teen, because by doing that, now you're helping more people. And, you know, her life changed that day. Let me just say that now she can reach parents. And she did. She got into parenting magazines, women's magazines, mother's magazines. And I'm very happy to tell you her daughter went into full recovery, went on tour with her talking to parents and teens and then parents of younger kids, you know, just parents in general, across the nation. And guess what? Their story touched teen parents, moms, much bigger than her olive oil story ever would have. And the other great thing is that in every article, they referenced her business website and what Julie did for a living. So isn't that great publicity? Imagine what would happen if you're able to shift your story using your factor, maybe not quite as dramatic, but more importantly, your story, your message gets in the public eye, and that's what we care about. I want you to get media no matter how you do it in the best possible way, because here's the good news. Once you're in the media, you control your message. You control your message.
Which that takes some practice, of course, in terms of being interviewed and asking answering the questions that you want to answer, as opposed to sometimes the way they're framed, correct?
Right, exactly. And
Very cool.
The point is that, you know, that we are the ones who help.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, there are so many things I want to ask you. But there's a big piece of this about really owning our own stuff and being willing to be as transparent about the good, the bad, the ugly, that we can bring to create and contribute value, just as Julie did, that is going to be a key piece to being authentic in the media, to attracting media attention, to having something significant and meaningful to say, not just something to sell. Are we on the same page?
We are absolutely on the same page, yes.
Love that. Okay, so talk to me about return on investment for publicity. And because I know, you know, I've paid to have press releases written in the past. Sometimes that's incredibly pricey. Sometimes it turns out to have great coverage. You know, we've been on national, international television, you know, all over, you know, a variety of things have worked out exceptionally well. Some things have worked out exceptionally poorly. Sometimes it's hard to measure because how do we know if they're finding us afterwards, if we couldn't put a particular link up or those types of things. So how do you, you know, just give me the whole rundown on return on investment for publicity.
Yes, and ROI. Listen, I want my clients to have ROI on their publicity. And here's the deal. Let me just start with the bad news. If you don't do any publicity, guess what? Nothing happens. You know, my friend P.T. Barnum said it best. You know P.T. Barnum. He's the guy who did the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he said it best, and that is a terrible thing happens without publicity. Nothing. So
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. I got more quotes for you about the power of publicity, but let me just share with you that, you know, it's interesting. Look at celebrities and movie stars, okay? Let me just point this out. Do you think a movie star who has spent a lot of time on a set, been away from their family for months, filming from morning to night and exhausted, which, by the way, immediately then they go into their PR tours, you know, pretty soon thereafter, so they can start promoting the movie and actually get people to come. Now, why are they continuing to be on major, you know, shows and make themselves available and sometimes in a hotel room for 14 hours, by the way, at a time, while media marches in and out to interview them? Why do they do this? Because they need to have people see their movies. Because publicity is the primary marketing strategy that the entertainment business uses, that, frankly, almost anybody uses who's smart to know that publicity drives your prospects and creates your credibility and drives your visibility and makes you more money. So the deal is that sometimes it's measurable right away. Sometimes it's an ongoing strategy that because you're ongoingly in the media, people trust you and know you and call you for your services. I call it the I've heard of him somewhere syndrome. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I saw that name somewhere. You know, so the deal is that sometimes things will happen right away from placement, and sometimes it will take longer. But the point is, without doing anything, then nothing happens. And that if you are, two words, consistent and persistent, then you will find ongoing results with your publicity so that when you walk in a room, people will go, you know, I've seen your name somewhere. I mean, truthfully, sometimes they won't remember where, but they will have heard your name, and that's what's key.
So how do you help? So I just want to go down this road a little bit further, if I can. So how do you help people actually measure dollars and cents of this? Because, you know, and I, that recognition piece, I totally get. But I'm a bit of a hard nose when it comes to paid for advertising. I know publicity is not paid for advertising, but my measure has always been in 90 days, I want to be able to track if this ad made me money. In the publicity world, that's so hard to do. So how do you have some tips and tricks for trying to track the dollars and cents out of publicity, or do you just do, look, step me through it?
Yes. Okay. So a couple things. Let me tell you about Joan. I'll give you a great example, okay? Joan came to my publicity course, and one thing she learned, and Joan isn't exactly her real name, but we'll just use that. One thing she learned is to just say yes. No matter what the media asks you to talk about, you're going to just say yes. Joan is a speaker who teaches leadership training, and she does it through cooking. So she actually goes into companies and, well, they cook and they learn leadership skills and team building, and it's really a wonderful experience, and she's well thought of, and Sometimes, of course, you know, she would like to create more business and more clients, and she was smart enough to realize that doing publicity the right way would do that for her. So one of the things I'm big on, and listen up, everyone, is just say yes no matter what the media asks you to talk about. And Joan, after she'd been trained by me, gets this call from NBC Nightly News. NBC Nightly News found her because, well, they were doing a Valentine's Day story about aphrodisiac cooking. And, you know, cooking came up because that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She laughed with me when she called me to tell me this whole story because she said, Jill, when they called me up, I had no idea what aphrodisiac cooking was or, even worse, how to spell it. She says, but I remember your training and as the producer was saying, can you do a segment on aphrodisiac cooking for Valentine's Day? She said yes. Now, then she laughed because she goes, well, I immediately went to Google. I looked up some recipes. I found out how to spell it. And I came up with a great 4.5-minute segment, Jill, because of your coaching. A 4.5-minute segment on NBC Nightly News is what she got. Well, let me just tell you that we priced it out. And had she paid for that, you want to talk ROI? A 4.5 segment would have cost her $720,000. $720,000 had she paid for it. But, Jay, did she pay for it? No. And did she have to put out any money toward that besides a little bit toward my fee of helping her say yes to this? Oh, no, not at all. It was completely free to know and get this NBC Nightly News segment. 4.5 minutes. Now, that, I would say, is very good return on investment. And can you imagine and picture what it would be like for her to take a reel of her NBC Nightly News segment or to have that logo appear on her website, to go to a client and say, I've been featured on NBC Nightly News. That, my friend, is priceless. And the power of that is priceless. So I'm just so excited.
And I, you know, when you put it in dollars and cents like that, it's like, honest to goodness, who cares? You know, in terms of what comes of it, in terms of the dollars and cents, because one event like that can quite literally build a brand.
Exactly.
Without a doubt. Okay. So entrepreneurs are sitting at home. They are doing their darndest to increase their visibility. You've given us a beautiful overview, and it's like, and just to be honest, in terms of my perspective, it's like, you know what, I need to revisit this, and I need to spend more time on it, and you and I need to talk further, okay?
Well, thank you.
Now, what if I'm at home trying to just begin to get, you know, the wheels under the bus, or I want my next step and stage of my business, what is the most important thing for our listeners to do to begin to maximize publicity to build their business?
Well, the first thing really is focus on your message. Focus on the message. That's really the first most important thing. And I think as people focus on their message, that it will really help to get clear on also who's your target audience. Do you want to reach business owners? Do you want to reach women? Do you want to reach a certain age group? Do you want to reach people who live in a certain part of the city? Are you a brick-and-mortar business? Like, these are all questions that will help drive the media that's right for you and that will support you in creating more prospects and driving your revenues and creating more visibility in the community where you want to be seen.
Nice. Now, I understand that we also, you have a free gift that will help people to continue on with this idea, to take some action and traction in their life in terms of putting into practice more publicity. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that free gift? And I can share the URL, which is www.publicitycrashcourse.com/free-gift. And again, that is www.publicitycrashcourse.com/free-gift. Do you want to fill them in a little bit about what they'll find there?
Sure, absolutely. And what you'll find there is a valuable download that will support you with step-by-step publicity instructions, some of which are expansions on what we've talked about today, and 7 key points to really doing your publicity easy. So I love that. And then, Jay, should we invite them into the other offer? What would best serve?
Well, I think we should, yeah. And if you could tell us, and I know that you have put together a phenomenal offer, and my friend and partner Ronnie and Joe said that you are doing something cool and special for people through the summit. So I would love to hear more about that, and we might as well jump right in.
Sure. Well, I do a publicity crash course, and this is a one-day live event if you choose to come live. And if you don't want to travel, no problem. In fact, I've had people from Australia, Ireland, Canada, and all parts of the states and different parts of the world, the UK, et cetera, who are participating with me on a live publicity crash course webinar. Now, the great thing about the publicity crash course, whether you take it as a live event or as a live webinar, is that it is with me in an intimate setting. What do I mean by that? I mean never more than 20 people on the webinar or in the live event, so I can actually be working with you, and that we can actually create 4 documents that you need for the press to say yes to you. I mean the very things that you need done and done in the right way, and we're going to get them done in that publicity course. So I'm going to also spill all my secrets, the things that most people won't tell you about publicity. I'm going to tell you the truth about what really matters, so that the media is a big yes to you and that you're doing publicity in a systematic, replicatable way. I'm going to deliver you that system. We're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done simply and easily so that you understand publicity. I also find, frankly, that people who've taken my publicity crash course, and again, you can take it as a live event or as a live webinar, but their confidence is accelerated because they have a great script, and you can use the script whether you're interviewed in media, when you're out networking. You can use it in a way that works for you in your daily life, and I think that makes such a big difference for people. So we're doing 4 documents. We're going to spill all the secrets. I'm going to accelerate your confidence, and I'm going to actually give you the right formula for doing publicity ongoingly so that you can continue to do it and do it well. And to register, you go to publicitycrashcourse.com/registration. And Jay, I've known you a while, and what I'm going to do for your people, because I've known you and we have such a great relationship, what I'd like to do is actually give them a really super-duper special. So the publicity course is normally $1,297. That's $1,297. And what I'd like to do for your people is to discount that to $697.
Wow.
Yahoo. Yeah, isn't that great? $697. And on top of that.
And I didn't know that because Ronnie and Joe had said it's going to be good, but I didn't realize how good. Thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. And to do that, they need to put in the code TSUNAMI. And maybe you want to spell that out?
Yes. TSUNAMI. So TSUNAMI. So that's the code, and that provides, goodness gracious, that's like a 50% discount.
It is. It's a 50% discount. Here's what else I'm going to do, because I'm feeling very generous today. And what else I'm going to do is we'll call it first 20 people, because I know you have a lot of listeners. The first 20 people who actually register through that code, I'm going to let them bring a friend, a business partner, or associate for free. For free.
Nice.
Here's what I've noticed, Jay. When people have someone with them, there's a certain accountability that actually goes way up. And I love people being accountable and responsible, and I want to give you great results. So I want to do everything I can to make it work for all of you and make your investment very worthwhile, shall we say.
I love that. And if I can just emphasize what I think another key piece of that power, there's certainly the accountability of getting the work done. But honest to goodness, having somebody who is close to us but not us help us work on our message is so vital, because honest to goodness, we cannot see the forest for the trees, and I'll be very, you know, accountable about that. In working on this, I cannot see the forest for the trees, and I need somebody who can, who's close enough that they really know and get me, but aren't fettered by my filters and perceptions and judgments about what is and isn't interesting. So that other piece about working on the message and crafting the message, I really think, in my experience, it has been really powerful, just having somebody who gets me, who knows me, but isn't influenced by my judgments and perceptions.
You got it, exactly, and thank you for that, and that's exactly true. So I welcome you all to join me. I can't wait to meet you, whether it's live on the webinar or live in person, but really looking forward to supporting you with your publicity, with your publicity success. That's what's exciting.
That is so cool. So let me just say the URL again. It is www.publicitycrashcourse.com/registration. So publicitycrashcourse.com/registration. And the code is TSUNAMI, and that is TSUNAMI. So Jill, I really appreciate, number one, your candor, number two, your wisdom. I love the little script, and I trust that everybody wrote it down, and if they didn't, I'm going to remind them. So if you're working on a script, the problem today is insert stat, then three specific solutions that are golden nuggets. If honest to goodness, if every business owner simply did that, it would transform their capacity to get noticed.
You got it. You got it. Not only their capacity to get noticed, but really increase your bottom line, because prospects are running to you. People are picking you. You're the one they're talking about, and that's what I want. I want people talking about you.
Fantastic. All right. Anything else you want to end with, Jill, that is significant to you?
Well, just the point is that your publicity starts with a small step. Messaging, getting focused on getting yourself out there, and knowing that this is important and vital for you. No matter where you're at in your business, it is important that people know who you are, what your business is, and what value and benefit you can provide for them. So let's get you on this wagon and start rolling, because there's no time like the present.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, gang. So take advantage of Jill's offer. Number one, it's 50% off for starters. And in addition to that, you get to bring another person. It's like $300 and some for world class. And just to put it in perspective, I paid $2,500 for a single press release. And you're going to learn how to put all these pieces together in a more powerful way. So take advantage of it. Jill, really love and appreciate you. Have a fantastic, fantastic day, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.